This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
The mission falls to each of us, each and every day. Democracy itself is in peril, here at home and around the world.
President Joe Biden issued a stark warning yesterday, saying democracy is in peril, and it's up to us to make sure it works. Biden's comments came during his speech at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia.
What we do now, how we honor the memory of the fallen, will determine whether or not democracy will long endure.
The president went on to say that the United States is the only nation built on an idea, the idea of liberty and opportunity for all. The president will be taking part in a remembrance of one of the nation's darkest and largely forgotten moments of racial violence when he helps commemorate the 100th anniversary of the destruction of a thriving black community in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Mr. Biden's visit today, in which he will grieve for the hundreds of black people killed by a white mob a century ago, comes amid a national reckoning on racial justice, and it will stand in stark contrast to the most recent visit to Tulsa by a president, which took place last year. Mr. Biden will be the first president to participate in this particular remembrance. Up to 300 black Tulsans were killed, and thousands of survivors were forced into internment camps. Dozens of medical workers who protested in rebel-held northwest Syria yesterday against the granting of President Bashar al-Assad's government a seat on the executive board of the World Health Organization. The rebels blame the Assad regime for the destruction of hospitals and clinics in recent years. The decision to give Syria a WHO seat came a decade into the country's devastating civil war. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has changed church law to explicitly criminalize the sexual abuse of adults by priests who abuse their authority. It also says lay people who hold church office can be sanctioned for sex abuse crimes. The new provisions, released today after a 14-year study, were contained in the revised criminal law section of the Vatican's Code of Canon Law, the in-house legal system that covers the 1.3 billion-strong Catholic Church. The most significant changes aim to address major problems and shortcomings in the church's handling of sexual abuse. The Chinese government today accused the U.S. of politicizing tracing the origins of the coronavirus pandemic by calling for another round of World Health Organization investigation into the country, saying it is immoral and unpopular. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin said China firmly opposes some of the U.S. politicians politicizing the virus. Why are these people pestering on the theory of Chinese lab leak without any evidence? He says, to put it bluntly, they are just shirking responsibility for the U.S.'s failure to fight the pandemic and making an excuse to suppress and contain China's development. Last week, President Biden told the U.S. intelligence officials to redouble their efforts to investigate the origins of the pandemic, including any possibility the trail might lead to a Chinese laboratory. The IAEA says it can only estimate Iran's nuclear stockpile. Associated Press correspondent Mike Gracia has this report.
The International Atomic Energy Agency reported Monday it has been unable to access key data monitoring Iran's nuclear program since February. The IAEA is the United Nations atomic watchdog. The confidential document distributed to member countries and seen by the Associated Press says the IAEA has not had access to data from its online enrichment monitors, electric seals, or to measurement recordings since February 23rd. That's when Iran began limiting inspections in order to pressure the Biden administration to lift sanctions that were reimposed by then-President Donald Trump in 2018 after Trump pulled the U.S. out of the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran. I'm Mike Gracia.
Imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has asked a court to halt the hourly nighttime checks he's been subjected to in his penal colony. Speaking Monday in a video link from prison, Mr. Navalny charged that he has done nothing that would warrant the authorities' decision to designate him as a flight risk that has resulted in these sort of checks. He argued that the hourly nighttime checks effectively amount to torture. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News. We'll be right back.